You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to week 3 of Drive to Survivor. I'm Pat Mayo. You are watching thehammer.bet. Go to thehammer.bet right now for even more extensive betting coverage, not only on football, but whatever it is that you enjoy to bet on. Thehammer.bet has you covered on that front. Smash a like to the episode as well. Make sure to sub so you never miss an episode. Cam Stewart and Rob Pizzola are both back with me. We are now 1-1 in the Drive to Survivor as myself and Rob Pizzola try to convince Cam on what the proper selection is. We got eliminated week 1 because no one listened to me to take the Ravens. So, you know, I'll bury Horowitz myself on that one. The Denver Broncos, Cam, squeaked through this week. Here's the issue, though, Rob. Looking at the board right now, the Chargers are the biggest favorite of the week, and we still don't have firm confirmation on Justin Herbert yet.
Yes, and I think that if Herbert plays, they'll probably be the chalk this week as well, where the vast majority of people will play
them.
I personally think it's very risky, right? Like, you have possibility of Herbert leaving mid-game, even if he plays. Injuries on the offensive line. Who knows if Keenan Allen's going to be back. I think that the Chargers are a big avoid this week just because of all the uncertainty around them.
You know who I'm going to throw? Cam?
Buffalo Bills.
Okay, that's who I was going to throw out to you. Okay, good. We're on the same page.
Well, what else are we going to do? Take Philly? I think Washington could win that game. Kansas City, too easy. Indianapolis is going to play this week. Hell, Rob made it one of his mineral picks. I'm telling you, Pat, I love where you're going. I'm actually thinking Cleveland, too. That's even more nuts. But give me – no. The thought crossed my mind. But Buffalo Bill, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. I think that's our survivor pick, guys. What do you think?
Let's go Buffalo, Rob.
Yes. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. A Jim Kelly pass to Andre. With every $100 purchase at Top Friendly Markets, you will receive a Bruce Smith Leader of the Sack poster. Come on, cheer on your hometown team, Buffalo.
Remember Bruce Smith in Little Giants crushing the football?
I love Bruce Smith.
Yeah, that was a good film. Okay, listen. I mean, if you guys really want Buffalo, we could do it. But obviously, I have to point this out. The Bills have more future value than any other team.
Oh, that's real rich, Rob, coming from guy who was eliminated week 1.
It is true. First of all, we were eliminated as a team in
week
1.
We were.
We are a team.
We win as a team. We lose as a team. Okay, Rob, other than Buffalo, you tell me and Pat what's better than Buffalo this week. Well, that's all I want to know.
All I'm saying is that, okay, Buffalo's going to play week 5 at home to Pittsburgh. That's going to be, I don't even know what the spread's going to be in that game. It's like, what, 2 touchdowns almost in that game?
They're
going to
have. Don't think about it like that. Survivor's about surviving. Survive in advance.
Yes
don't
and
think
no.
Think about weeks ahead, man.
Technically, here's the math coming out of me.
Oh, here we
technically,
go.
Technically, the survivor is about maximizing your expected value over the course of an entire season. That's technically what it's about. Now, obviously, the goal is to win in advance. I get it. I will still maintain, even though that Baltimore won in week 1, ended up being a pretty horrendous play. Because at game time, when you look at the ownerships of everything, and Baltimore's 50% owned, and they're the same size favorite as everybody else, you don't want to be on the one that's 50% owned. Would I go back in time? Yes, I would. I wish we could. Maybe, but
Cincinnati. How's Cincinnati?
No.
You know what, Pat? We already made our decision. We mind melded there, Star Trek style. We came up with you thought Buffalo, I thought Buffalo. That's it.
Yeah.
Or unless Rob has one that's totally different.
Yeah. Rob's like, you shouldn't use Buffalo. Well, who should we use, Rob? Well, I have no idea.
Well, listen, I mean, I would be, it's not going to, let's use Buffalo. I don't even want to put myself on the hook.
Give us one team that we can use here.
Minnesota? Against the Lions?
I would use Philly or Minnesota is what I would look at this week. However, I don't mind Buffalo. I think nobody is going to pick Buffalo. So that makes them a good pick this week because people are going to pick mainly the Chargers and KC. I think are going to be your heavy owned teams. I don't want those.
You so know what, Matt? I hope the Lions and friggin' Washington Cam's Commanders win outright.
Well, here's the issue with the Vikings and Lions game. And I was thinking about this from like a DraftKings perspective for daily fantasy too. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves the Lions in this game, myself included.
That's a problem.
It might be worth it just to like pile up like short week. They look bad on national TV. Everyone loved the Vikings. I know Rob picked the Eagles as one of his mineral picks last week and it came through for him, but it now kind of feels like everyone is just like, oh, well, Minnesota can't be good. Like the Lions are really good. It's like, well, maybe that's not the case whatsoever.
The Vikings are very, in my opinion, predictable. We'll see if that's the case this week. But the Eagles blitzed the shit out of Kirk Cousins last week, and he was deer in the headlights because the Eagles have good cover corners. Like, they have Darius Slay, who can play Justin Jefferson one-on-one. They have James Bradbury. Like, nobody on the Vikings could get open last week. Mm-hmm. If the Lions blitz Kirk Cousins, he's just going to be lobbing it up all day to Jefferson and Thielen and Irv. There's no one on the Lions that can cover. That's the difference between, like, go back to week one. Like, we forget how easily the Vikings just smoked the Packers in week one. And now it's like, everyone's so concerned about the Vikings. It's a horrible matchup. The Eagles are a horrible matchup for Minnesota. I don't know who that Detroit is. With that said, they had two major sweats last year. Vikings-Lions. Very close games.
Lions always play them tight, Rob, historically. Yeah. Right?
So, you know what? I'm not going to be the guy. I'm not going to be that guy here. You guys want the Bills. You're comfortable with Buffalo. I think they're a fine
I still
play.
Think Minnesota beats the Lions. I think we should go with what – because Pat was thinking Bills. The Bills are going to beat Miami. I don't care. I know it's a divisional game. The Bills are much better than Miami. You know it, Rob. You saw the way they came back against Baltimore. Like, Miami, okay. Buffalo didn't even play well against Tennessee, and they murdered them.
The Bills are much better than everyone. The Bills are the best team in the league. Injuries on defense are concerning, but the Bills are the best team in the league. Like, if you're going to go out, might as well go out on the best team in the league.
And you do talk about the future probability of some of these teams, but even looking at the weeks where either the Bills play the Jets or the Bills play the Steelers, like you mentioned, even in week five, there's a ton of heavy favorites in week five that you can use that aren't the Buffalo Bills.
True. That's true. The tough weeks are this week and next week, where I believe we do not have a favorite of more than a touchdown in either week.
Yeah, looking at next week is pretty tough. Let's see here.
I'll give you one. Let's
next week we could maybe use the Eagles at home to the Jags. Chargers go to Houston.
Yeah, I gotta say Chargers in Houston if Herbert's fine is probably the play. Although they lost in Houston last year, didn't they?
You know would be extremely interesting next week is if we use the Lions at home to Seattle.
Oh God,
I like that. I like it, and I also like Packers over Patriots.
There's options that we will have some. You know what? Let's do it. Let's go with the Bills. We'll forego the future value. It's fine. You guys are confident in them winning. Let's advance. Like at this point, to salvage our names, we at least have to go on some sort of run here of winners, right? We can't lose like two of the first 3 weeks. So let's do Buffalo.
All right. That will do it on the week three edition of Drive to Survivor. As I mentioned, smash a like button to the episode, gently caress the subscribe button, and make sure that you check out thehammer.bet for more content from myself, from Rob Pozzola, and a huge collection of experts around. Myself, not an expert, but hey, we're keeping it fun over here, all right? We'll see you next week.